Blog Talk Radio.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
So much more. We can save this world with the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience ends.
He's right.
Then one ironclad crow sends the first guard through.
Try my new electro sun ray.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to the first day of spring. This is the What Are You Reading comic book show. And if you're joining us live, that means it's springtime, it's daylight savings time, which means that you're not in the dark, you're in the light with the rest of us. So we're here to talk comic books. And good day to talk comic books, to be honest. Got a lot coming out this week. A lot came out last week, and we got a lot to talk about. So, without further ado, instead of me wasting your time, I will introduce my co-host, Jordan Cobb, who's back from his week off from not being able to handle hosting this show. Jordan, how are you?
Yes, it is. Totally that reason, and not at all because I went to go to the birthday party of my first birthday party of my nephew because, you know, family.
Come on, Jordan, it's okay. I mean, everybody can't handle the big boy's chair.
No.
But
no,
you
that.
Could. You
look,
tried.
Look,
you gave it a valiant effort. You tried. It didn't work.
Look, every.
I'll give you another chance one day to sit in the big boy's chair. Don't worry.
Yeah, sure. All right, but look. Let's just say, whenever Vin Diesel says family in the Fast and the Furious franchise, I take that shit to heart. Which is why I had to celebrate my nephew's first birthday, because he was adorable. And also, you know what there was? A superhero theme to it, because my older brother, his dad, is a big comic book nerd, and it was awesome.
Look,
there
man.
Was a Superman cake.
Don't let the crumb snatchers come between this show anymore, okay? I mean, it's just, nah. No, but you had a nice party last week. You didn't bring me no cake, but that's cool.
What? Okay, look, I'm in Arkansas, you're all the way in Pennsylvania.
You could have mailed it
really
to me. That's for FedEx.
Okay, so you want stale as shit mailed birthday cake?
Really? Could have been invited, you know. Let your
okay.
family.
Well,
you could.
Well, then you would have insisted.
You
would have insisted I pay for your, air ticket.
You could let your family know you know somebody black. I mean, like.
I know. Okay, I'm not. I see the bait you're trying to hook me with. I'm not falling for it.
We're also.
I'm not.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Now, I ain't falling for it. I ain't falling for your shit, man. I ain't doing it.
We're also joined on the line today by the host of Talk Brunch, Mr. Rick Dare. Rick, how are you?
Hey, what's up, true believers?
Ah, Rick. Good to hear from you again, man.
Good to be here.
By the way,
all stuff going on.
Yeah, just a question. You guys can hear me well, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you sound...
All right. All right, good, because I'm doing a test thing right now, because I'm testing this on the family iPad right now, fully. So I'm doing a whole show for this. I'm going to try and find some way to hook up my professional microphone to it since my Skype on my MacBook is fucked up. And, hey, I paid over $50 for this professional microphone. I'm going to get the best use out of it, goddammit. So,
are you using it right now on the iPad?
No, I'm just using the iPad internal mic right now, and I'm surprised, and I'm even listening to the live feed right now. I'm surprised I even sound this good right now. So I was just making sure, just so the show goes smoothly.
I mean, yeah, it's decent. You definitely don't want to compare it to your Blue microphone, though. I live and die by my Blue.
I live and die by my Blue Snowball Ice as well. I live and die by this. This thing is a beauty. It's been with me for over a year and has fucked on me. It's death. Again, mini tangent. Fuck Skype. I hate Skype. Skype is the worst. It's... ugh!
Yeah,
anyway.
I like Skype. I have no issues, but I don't know.
Tons of issues with Skype.
You know, Skype hasn't been an issue for me lately. You know, I do, like, update it every time it says, hey, we got an update, so I've not had...
Well, I do as well, and yet, I don't know why, whenever I try and talk to some friends or even have a job interview over Skype on my MacBook Pro, it's just, sometimes it'll just cut in and out so badly where I miss even the most important information, and it really pisses me off that I can't respond back.
When you're on your MacBook Pro, are you on a Wi-Fi connection or are you on a wired connection?
I'm on Wi-Fi, home Wi-Fi.
Might be.
I've never had a single Skype problem before as far as audio goes, but well, I live wires. I don't believe there's no such thing as stable Wi-Fi.
Well, even with this show, I never had a real problem of stability up until like sometime recently, like ever since like the early beginnings of 2016. Really, I never really had like. Occasionally, I'd have some lag with server. Like, you kind of cut off there for a second. Could you repeat that? That was the worst that it got. Up until, like, I couldn't hear entire conversations. And especially during the TV talk, that would get worse. Because it's like, I don't know if I'm really on server's level with this certain episode of this certain show. Because I can't hear a goddamn thing he's saying.
Yeah,
so, And in the chat room right now, I agree, Blonde Shell, Wi-Fi is not reliable, but I've always been able to count on my Wi-Fi at least because it didn't fuck me over up until a certain point. So right now, this is my parents' house, so I'm looking into a different Wi-Fi provider. Hopefully.
Well, it's not that, okay.
Like,
how much?
Like it's definitely not Skype.
I don't want to spend the whole show talking about Wi-Fi, but how much internet do you have? Are you like 25, 50, 75?
I believe it's 75. We got a good damn portion of internet where
speed test.
Now, how close are you to your router?
I'm upstairs. The router is downstairs.
That may be part of it also.
Okay.
Yeah, especially
you may need an extender.
Yeah,
okay,
but definitely try to get on your regular mic because you do sound clear for a caller, but your voice lacks that radio boom that you would get from
a... Fair enough. I'll look into that and extend a Wi-Fi extender. Okay, now that we've bored people with technical shit, hey, welcome to the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show, where we talk comic books and shit related to comic books. Do you want to join us? Do you have something to say about comic books? I'm glad you asked. If you did, imaginary person I'm talking to. So, here's how you can join. Numerous ways. Okay, I say numerous. There's only really two ways now. Sorry, I lied. Don't be mad at me. You can join us on Skype by calling and or adding the contact SilverSurfer_forever. All lowercase, by the way, to help your search out and make it easier for you. Or you can join me, Blonde Shell, Tank, and Ted Turner's WCW and Surfer himself in the Listen Live chat room at www.rantemradio.com/chatlisten-live. It is also at www.rantemradio.com/chatlisten-live. You can listen to us live as you're typing, and if you miss the show live, which you shouldn't, but whatever, You can listen to us on repeat throughout the week. But if you can't do that and want to listen on your own time and at your own convenience, I understand. You're busy. I'm busy. It's a busy world. There are numerous ways in which you can catch Rant EM Radio anywhere. Stitcher, Internet Radio. There's Podbean. We're on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, the almighty iTunes. Open up iTunes today and search for Rant Entertainment Media Radio in the podcasting section. Subscribe. And while you subscribe, rate us 5 stars and leave a review. It'll help us out so greatly.
Well said.
Well, like I said earlier, we had a good week. Daredevil dropped a couple of days ago, season 2 on Netflix. I'm only got to episode 3. I am shamefully behind on that. I should be done by now.
You know what? I feel like we should do that. I feel like for us to fully give like a good comprehensive talk about Daredevil, we should have seen it, and also we'll tease the audience just a bit because foreplay is a really good thing to have.
And then we're like 4 days away from the ultimate battle between good and good, Batman v Superman: Dawn of Justice.
I got a friend who's going to see that tomorrow night.
Is it really 4 days away?
Well, yeah, Thursday, technically yeah. Thursday night, yes.
Yeah,
wow.
Coming out. I already have my ticket bought for Friday afternoon to go see the movie.
I have a pass.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead, Surfer.
No, I have a pass for Tuesday, but I might get one for tomorrow night, too, so.
I got a friend who's going to a preview screen tomorrow night, and I told her, like, you got to goddamn text me the moment you get out.
So it comes out this Thursday officially, right? Midnight launch this Thursday?
Usually 8 o'clock now.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Movies now, like the big tent poles, do seem to be coming out about 8 p.m. the night before, like on Thursday. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I gotta say, even though I don't like this movie, I like Batman, I like Superman, I like DC, I like Justice League. So I am excited to see what they do. I'm just pessimistic that I don't think they're gonna do what they should do. But I was wondering, what do you guys think is gonna be the first show on this network that we discuss this and like have a discussion about what happens? Because I know the schedule's a little wonky next week.
Batman v Superman.
Yeah, Batman v Superman. When do you think we're all going to get together and talk about
it? Next week.
Next week? So
yeah,
next Sunday.
Next Sunday, the What Are You Reading comic book show will be a special edition where we're talking about that movie.
Nice. All right, well.
Maybe some news, but look, let's face it. The majority of next Sunday is going to be that damn movie.
I guess it has to be, it's a really big deal.
Yeah, so join up. So again, if you're listening right now, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your dearly departed ones, tell the people
tell
that you
kids,
even
tell
hate.
Tell your kids, tell your wives. I forgot how the guy said it.
Tell everyone. We are going to be talking at length, spoiler heavy talk, so you're going to have to see the movie. Sorry, but spoiler heavy talk. Of Batman v Superman.
Don't worry.
Next Sunday,
we'll warn people before we get into any spoiler talk.
Okay,
so.
Here's what we'll do. We'll give, like, non-spoilery general thoughts, and then we'll let you know. If you don't want to know shit about this movie, get the hell out of here right now. That's what we're going to do because we're fair and generous people.
You are fair and just, sir.
So
exactly.
So who's
like
side,
Frank
who,
Underwood.
Whose side are you on, though?
Wonder
Superman
Woman.
Or Batman?
I'm on Wonder Woman's side.
That sounds nice.
Even though I haven't seen this incarnation of him in action yet, I would have to go with being on Batman's side because I think that Superman is an asshole. I don't like him at all. He's very inconsiderate. No type of emotion, like he doesn't seem like a nice guy like the way Clark Kent's supposed to be. He just seemed like a very unapologetic douche. And after the whole thing happened and everything was destroyed, and he's talking to the army guy. I just didn't get the impression of the way Superman would be around these people. It just seemed like he was above them, sort of talking down to them, and I didn't like that about him. I didn't really, he didn't remind me of Superman, so I hope that Batman does more, because he's right, he screwed up the city, he is a danger. It's not like the Superman we know that's trained in two types of Kryptonian martial arts or any of that shit. This guy literally had no idea what he's doing, and he's a danger. At least in that canon he is. I don't like him.
I will say I have my fair share of problems with Man of Steel, and some of the characterization of Superman does not bode well with how I view Superman. But I will say Henry Cavill is not at all a bad choice for me. I feel like he's really committed to it. It's just, he's an actor in need of a much better script that understands Superman, to me personally. That's how I feel.
Listen, I like Man of Steel, but any shortcomings that film has, or this film's going to have coming out this week, I got to lay it at Zack Snyder's feet. And I'm not a hater of Zack Snyder. Like, I know there's a lot of people that hate his movies, and he has put out a couple of bad movies, and I thought he put out some couple good movies. But if you're not connecting, it goes back to him on this. And he's doing the Justice League movie too, so I mean, I'm wondering how much different this film is gonna feel as opposed to Man of Steel. Because if I think I'm going into the same film, then what is the point? At least with Marvel, like the Avengers and Captain America, they're two different types of films, and you can sense, you feel that when you watch them. It's not like you're watching the same thing. The tones aren't the same. But I get the feeling with Zack Snyder, he won't change up the tone on these movies. But we will know for sure come next week.
Yeah, I
wish some of the characters just reminded me of the actual character. It's not, they're not just suits, you know what I mean? They're not just characters because they're wearing those suits. There should be characteristics in their personality that make them other people. And I don't get that from these movies. That's why it's hard to get excited.
I actually
really
understand.
We only got one movie to judge. I mean, everything else hasn't.
But in that one movie, no one really reminded me of the characters that they were playing. Even at the planet and everything, like that wasn't a good Lois. It just they didn't remind me of I guess any version of them from before. Like they didn't strike me as the characters, and I think that's my biggest issue with it.
All right, I will say, Rick, I do feel your same sentiment in a lot of ways. Because I felt like, even with Man of Steel, at first, I did like Amy Adams' Lois Lane. I was like, this is honestly what I think about with the character. Cool. Like, her brassness, her journalistic integrity and such, and then somehow that kind of got lost along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And even Perry White, I was like, man, I really like Lawrence Fishburne. This is a great character and all of the. Again, look, I want to feel like Superman is Superman. Because I'll say this. As someone who thinks, whose Batman is my favorite thing in superhero comics, is the thing that's got me very interested in this. I'm kind of over Batman in that regard. As much as I like the Scott Snyder book right now and such, look, Superman deserves all the respect and shit and the goddamn world right now. All right, Superman. Without Superman, DC Comics wouldn't even be as big as it is today, if I'm being completely honest.
Yeah, it definitely wouldn't. It's the most iconic character. As much as I think I'm a little bit more of a Marvel guy than I am a DC guy, when it comes down to it, the casual people out there, anyone, or people who aren't even into comic books, if you say superhero, the first image that they get in their head is of a red cape and a person flying. That is the cliche of superheroes. And DC fits that bill. And Superman's not a bad character. He's done really well. Again, it's just a matter of them not really, as much as I don't like the Fox movies as X-Men and stuff, there were parts of them where they reminded you of the characters that they're portraying.
Well, and
that's something that Hank would say, or that's something that Scott would say or Gene would say. But in this, it's just like I'm just not feeling it as far as them acting like the people. Yeah, they got the superhero part down right, and he fights more than any other Superman. The battles and everything getting destroyed. It had that Matrix Revolution CG going on, but it just didn't really anything underneath that. Like, it wasn't layered the way that I was hoping. And the DC animated universe, you know, say what you want about it, but those Justice League shows, Justice League Unlimited and all of that, those were very layered characters for animation.
It's easier to develop a TV show with time, though.
Yeah, but
I will say,
animated movies, it feels like all these characters are layered, where when you're watching those things, you want to hear what they have to say. You want to learn who these characters are under the mask. It almost feels like they're, you know, you get a sense of their humanity underneath it all, which I'm not really seeing in any of these trailers or any of these DC movies.
I will say two things. One, I do agree. Like, the DC animated universe, all that, anything connected with it, best adaptation of any DC Comics character out there. I'll just, you know, hands down. But secondly, no. I do feel like that with Batman v Superman, Warner Brothers is more so taking a gamble than DC is. What, like, they're rolling the dice with DC, but it's really Warner Brothers that's hoping to have this sort of same thing Marvel has. Whereas I feel like DC would be fine doing its own thing, but, you know, it's so in bed with Warner Brothers right now, it's got to work with what it's got. And I'm hoping for success. Like, when I go see Batman v Superman this Friday, I want a good movie. I don't want to go in wanting something bad. None of us goes into a movie hoping it's bad. We all want to go to a theater hoping to see a really good movie. I want that with this, and I especially want that with Suicide Squad. I want something to really work here. So, in that regard, I'm hoping against, you know, all doubt and cynicism and such. I want Zack Snyder to prove me wrong. I want Zack Snyder to make me doubt what I think of him as a filmmaker. I want him to be able to do that.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, we'd all be better for having more comic book adaptations that work out well of characters and things. So it would definitely be in our benefit for this to not suck. I'm a little worried, but we'll see. Now I didn't realize how close it was till you guys mentioned it. So we're going to all know the verdict will be in soon. And no matter what, they're going to make their money.
Oh, it's gonna be a big opening. It has no choice, because one, like I said, if it comes in under Deadpool, it's a failure, period. I mean, Deadpool is a recently popular character that, you know, everybody jumped on and they clinged to it and made a lot of money. But, I mean, you get no bigger than Batman and Superman. So if they can't bring in a first weekend box office total more than what Deadpool can, that says a lot. But
well, yeah, I'm not doubting that. I mean, it's a movie feature. It's a feature length film, live action featuring Batman and Superman.
It's, well,
that's pretty much a license to print money.
2.5 hours, and then
the home release is
over 3.
That's one of the stories we'll touch upon. But yeah, I'll say this. With as many people that have been casted in this whole movie, and with its runtime, it's going to need to have a hefty sum of some good material, or else I'm going to be sitting on my ass for 2.5 hours, and I get nothing out of it.
I put the runtime on Snyder, too, because he loves making these...
Oh my God!
Long,
ever.
Drawn out movies.
It needs to be long. No, there's several characters in this. There's like two villains, and three or four superheroes. This can't be a 2-hour movie if you're gonna have that much stuff in it.
Okay. Well, then maybe like, hey, 130 so. That's fine. 151 like, with as many people as they honestly do have in this movie. I'm sorry, but look, if you're gonna justify this long a runtime with your story, it has to constantly be engaging, and the story has to have this, so
that's
many
fine.
Moving parts.
that's fine, but I still think it needs to be longer. I mean, I'm a fan of longer movies. We have a lot of characters. I don't want it to be like the X-Men, where there are mutants in the background that I don't even realize were in the movie until.
I'm not saying that the movie being long is bad. I'm just saying, in Snyder's case, he can't seem to make a condensed movie to save his life. I mean.
I gotta give him credit for that.
Okay. Here's the thing with me and
That's not give him credit. I mean, that's bad. Every movie he does has to be these long operatic stories. I mean,
now here's my thing. I will fully admit I may be coming at this as having a different perspective of film school. I don't want to sound pretentious or anything. God damn it. I'm self-conscious now. No, God, I already feel self-conscious about this, so shut up. Don't make me feel bad. Even though I kind of feel bad. Anyway, look, my thing is, you do need a certain amount of time in which to tell your story, depending on what the story is, because, you know, some of the best stories are done within a short amount of time, like 15 pages of a short story, or like even a short film that tells a complete, concise, complete story within 25 minutes or so. You gotta know how long it goes, because otherwise, I think at a certain point over 2 hours, things can start to feel drawn out and feel like they're going absolutely nowhere. I hope that there's a condensed, tight sense of writing and development within Batman v Superman that justifies a runtime of 151 minutes. That's all I'm saying, and that's all I'm going to say on the subject. So if you two have any lasting words, I think we got some box office to talk about.
That's my job, box office. I had to
but
hold up
that's there. What I was leading to. Oh. I was setting you up.
Well, there's not much to talk about. Number one again for the third week in a row is Zootopia, brought in another $38 million. It beat out that Divergent movie. It's a 3 week total is now $201 million domestic. Deadpool brought in another $8 million, so now it's up to $340 million. It is the number one movie of the year, which, of course, is early.
Hey, go Deadpool.
And then everything else don't count. Kung Fu Panda's dropped down to 15. Star Wars is down to 17. There's nothing else to mention. No God of Egypt, we don't care about that.
No, we do not support whitewashing movies on this network.
I will... 10 Cloverfield Lane, that's in fourth place this week. It totals up to $45 million after 2 weeks. So.
And hey, I'll say this about 10 Cloverfield Lane. Go see it again. Pay 3 times to see it. And this is in no way indicative of me owning this movie in a movie fantasy draft league. Wink.
I wasn't asked to be part of no draft league. Hey, that's cool.
Okay, we have a winter league. We'll ask you to join that. You cool with that?
Oh, boy. I just get left out of everything. What's going on here on Twitter? Okay. Jordan tweeted some stuff on Twitter. That's
I'm retweeting what Rick said. Like, hey, it's more promotion for us and gets more viewers. Hey.
They're posting a lot of photos from the red carpet of Batman v Superman. I don't know.
Is that right now?
Yeah, I don't know if this is New York or L.A. Diane Lane is the hottest Ma Kent of all time. What do you say?
So how much stubble does Ben Affleck have on?
They haven't posted a picture of him yet.
All right. So, that's whatever. Oh,
okay.
Wait.
For the remainder of this broadcast, please visit us over at rantemradio.com or search for Rant Entertainment Media on iTunes.